Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia at EDU, and I just want to say thanks for tuning in wherever in the world you are. Today, I'll be taking you through a thought-provoking paper authored by Ruku I. Anson, titled Te Putama Aura Framework, Te Maramataka, Temporal Spine of the Path of Nine. I'll be presenting the ideas as neutrally as I can. My goal is to make the research clear for you, not to advocate one way or another. So, as always, consider this an invitation to think along. Let's jump right to the core question this paper tackles. What if our habits, healing, and personal growth could be synchronized with the natural rhythms of the moon? Specifically, what happens when indigenous Maori lunar knowledge, the Maramataka, is used as the organizing pulse, or the temporal spine, for a contemporary wellness program? This isn't just a curiosity, guys. The significance here is huge. If time isn't clockwork, but energy, cycles, mood, then everything from forming good habits to healing from deep wounds might be fundamentally different than we imagine. So what does the paper actually do? Ruku I. Anson takes a close look at the Maramataka, the traditional Maori lunar calendar, which, by the way, is wa'ai more intricate than a list of dates. It tracks not only the moon, but the tides, animal behavior, and even spiritual patterns. All this is used as the backbone of Te Putama Aura, a nine-dimensional kaupapa Maori, meaning Maori-guided framework for wellness developed at Iantimo Counseling. Now, at the heart of this framework is a 90-day, nine-step journey called Te Ara Iwa, or the Path of Nine. Imagine it as a cycle you can step into at your own pace, beginning at a certain point in the lunar month and winding through nine areas of well-being, ranging from spiritual to digital, even financial wellness. It's kind of mind-bending, because it means you're always joining a living, moving river, not waiting for a class to begin on January 15th. To test all this, Ruku I. Anson actually tried out the framework personally, aligning alcohol-free days with specific moon phases and honestly noticing that things got, well, easier at certain lunar points. Whether it's a bodily effect or a mindset shift, who knows? I'm not here to say it's true in every case, but it's compelling, right? The key insight is that within the Maramataka system, some times are naturally more suited to growth or release or rest, depending on the moon's phase. So here's what's at the core. Instead of treating the lunar calendar as cultural decoration, this framework builds it right into its bones. The Maramataka isn't a side dish. It's the timeline guiding action and reflection, like a hidden engine under the hood. For example, in Te Putama Aura, the waxing moon is prime territory for starting physical wellness and new projects. The full moon is the time for community and relational health. The waning moon is ideal for reflection or emotional healing. And the dark moon, that's the best moment for deep rest, fasting, or just pausing. Each dimension of well-being is paired with a moon phase, creating a sort of natural choreography for change. If you're someone considering making a change in your life, let's say a new exercise habit or a big emotional journey, just pause and ask, could syncing up with natural rhythms give you the boost you need, or at least offer a comforting structure? Now, I'm not vouching for the science of the moon physically exerting a force on habits. The evidence, as the paper admits, is mixed. Still, the idea that time has qualities, not just quantities, is an interesting philosophical shift. There's also the idea of continuous entry. Unlike typical programs with a fixed start date, this wellness journey is always running. Three cohorts move through it at different lunar intervals, so you never miss the boat. Oh, which reminds me, I once tried to learn to surf. I waited months for the right class date, then totally messed up the time. If I'd been able to hop in with a rolling wave of students, maybe I'd be a surfing legend by now. Or maybe not. Anyway, you get the point. Accessibility matters. The framework even includes a companion program, Tengahaukiri, meaning dimensional autophagy, for people who need deeper healing before beginning the path of nine. I mean, sometimes you have to turn the soil before you can plant, right? Throughout, Ruku I. Anson is clear. None of this claims clinical certainty. Instead, it's about restoring an indigenous lens to well-being, offering another navigational compass. At the end of the day, this research isn't a declaration of absolute truth. Instead, it's a blueprint and an experiment, something to reflect on for anyone curious about new approaches to wellness. So, as you mull this over, ask yourself, how could the natural world, its seasons and cycles, become a part of your own journey? Or is that just a comforting story we tell? No easy answers. I hope you enjoyed this walkthrough, and remember, research is always a conversation, never the last word. That's it for today on In Depth with Academia. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.